Hey, Michael Jones.
Hi, Mitch. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Thank you for asking. You're here to review a couple of flicks for us this morning, which come out today. What are we going to learn about this morning?
Well, first off, we'll start with Marguerite. Sorry, that's a bit of a tautology. First off, we'll start. Marguerite, it's a French film, and it stars Catherine Frot, Dennis Mpunga, and André Masson, or could be Marcon. It's written and directed by a guy called Xavier Giannoli. This is a fictional story. It's based on the life of Florence Foster Jenkins, who's going to have her own movie about her coming out very soon. She'll be played by Meryl Streep in that film,
and okay.
She'll actually be called Florence Foster Jenkins. But in this one, Catherine Frot plays Marguerite Dumont, an aristocrat with a love of music and opera, who loves to sing and put on concerts, charity concerts for family and friends and associates. There's just one problem. Marguerite is a terrible singer.
Oh.
Yes, and nobody, not friends, family, servants, acquaintances, musicians that play for her, have the heart or the courage to tell her that
Ooh.
She can't sing. Now, this is quite an amusing premise for a comedy, but the thing is that it eventually does become a bit of a tragedy as it emerges that Marguerite is being used by many for their own gain, and her self-delusion starts to really devolve into some sort of psychiatric disorder, and also her physical health starts to fail as she pushes her vocal cords to the absolute limit.
Okay.
As people try to train her to actually sing. Look, Marguerite, it's a very, very black comedy that will hit the right note with some people, though others may find the cruelty and deceit in this film just a little off-key.
All right, there you go. So, a bit of an interesting one there. And what's the second film, Michael Jones?
Second film, Midnight Special. Some sci-fi for you. Michael Shannon, Joel Edgerton, Adam Driver, Kirsten Dunst, Jaden Libra, a newcomer. He's probably about 10, this kid. It's written and directed by a guy called Jeff Nichols. Roy, played by Michael Shannon, and his son Alton Libra, and former state trooper Lucas, played by Joel Edgerton, they're on the run across Texas. They're not just on the run from a cult, but they're also on the run from the federal government.
Mm.
Why, you might ask? Well, Alton is a boy with some very special abilities that may or may not unleash the apocalypse.
Okay.
Well, that's what the cult think anyway. They think it's an apocalypse, whereas the federal government think he might be doing something else. Look, this film, it's part E.T., part Mercury Rising. I don't know if you saw either of those films. Did you?
E.T., yeah.
Oh, you should go and have a look at Mercury Rising. It's pretty hilarious. Bruce Willis is in that one. Look out for it. Part E.T., part Mercury Rising. This sci-fi thriller couldn't. Really, it could have been just that, thrilling, but it isn't.
Oh.
Yeah. Look, it's also a chase film, but the story just seems to move at a snail's pace.
There's slow chase.
Yeah, it's a very, very, very slow chase. It's like, you know, these preposterous sci-fi stories that they need some humour in them, but Midnight Special just offers none. There's lots of people looking at each other very seriously, long silences. Michael Shannon and Joel Edgerton just sort of glare at each other and occasionally wrestle, and often the kid seems to writhe in agony, and the whole thing just becomes a really kind of painful experience to watch, leading up to a really unsatisfactory ending, which will just have you shaking your head going, why have I just bothered? Look, Midnight Special, I'm afraid it's anything but.
Okay, there you go. So a couple of interesting ones you can check out that hit pictures today.
Today.
Thank you, Michael Jones.
Pleasure.